The man who served as one of the first African-American mayors of a large U.S. city died over the weekend. Richard Hatcher spent 20 years leading Gary, Indiana. Gary once was known as the city of the century, and it attracted throngs of European immigrants and Southern blacks to work in its giant steel mills. And those two groups of people didn't often get along, but Hatcher tried to change that. WBEZ's Michael Puente has this remembrance.
In just a couple of weeks, Gary gets a new mayor. Jerome Prince will succeed Karen Freeman Wilson. The city is overwhelmingly African-American, so it's not surprising that its current mayor and the new mayor are both black. But a half a century ago, blacks were not welcome and could only live in Midtown, an area just west of downtown Gary. Richard Gordon Hatcher saw this as wrong, so as a young city council member, he introduced an ordinance to allow blacks to live anywhere in the city.
Every time it came up for a vote, the council chambers would be packed with screaming, yelling, and they would intimidate.
In 2012, Hatcher talked to WBZ about those turbulent times in the 60s.
I introduced that bill at least six times, and it was defeated five times.
That was about the same time Gary's plentiful, high-paying steel mill jobs that employed thousands of workers for decades started to evaporate. Eventually, Hatcher got his controversial housing ordinance passed.
And so blacks were able to move wherever they wanted to move.
The momentum from that housing ordinance propelled Hatcher into the mayor's office in 1967. Hatcher's victory started a nationwide movement for blacks to gain political power on a national scale.
We are 25 million strong. Cut us in or cut it out. It is a new ball game.
That's a young Reverend Jesse Jackson. In the early 70s, Jackson and other civil rights leaders felt the time was right to capitalize on the election victories by Hatcher and other blacks. So in 1972, black leaders wanted to host their own political convention and nominate their own presidential candidate. But where? Again, here's Hatcher talking in 2012.
At that time, most large cities in the country, the last thing they wanted was to have thousands of black people coming to that city for any period of time. I suggested that Gary would take the meeting.
Yesterday, Reverend Jesse Jackson told WBEZ the National Black Political Convention, which never happened again on such a large scale, could not have been done without Gary's involvement.
Well, we probably would not have had it, as a matter of fact.
Some 10,000 people attended the convention, including celebrities and other prominent civil rights activists. Hatcher's stature pushed him to leadership roles with the National Democratic Committee, and he became an advisor to the late U.S. Senator Bobby Kennedy.
He became the power broker. He was a national leader in the most authentic sense of the word.
In the late 80s, Jackson says it was Hatcher who convinced him to seek the Democratic nomination for president.
Hatcher felt that we should make that run, but he saw beyond. He said you should run in Iowa, not just run in black America. So he became a national force for change.
After leaving Gary City Hall in 1987, Hatcher continued practicing law and taught at local universities.
We welcome all of you to Gary City Hall and to the home of a beautiful artist's rendition of the likeness of the Honorable Richard Gordon Hatcher.
Back in October, a statue to honor Hatcher was unveiled in front of Gary City Hall. His daughter, Reagan Hatcher, an Indiana State Representative, was there to see it happen.
You know, he taught about what it meant to be a good citizen, how to fight for your community, why racial and economic justice is important, and how to make a difference.
Hatcher himself was visibly moved by the honor as he stood looking up at the bronze statue.
I'm in awe. I have not ever had a statue of me before in my life. And I thank everyone who has anything to do with the being here.
Hatcher died Friday of cancer at a Chicago hospital. His family has not yet released details about his funeral. Michael Puente, WBEZ News.